These ear ornaments have wide round mosaic frontals with long tubular shafts at the back to counterbalance the weight of the front. They originated among powerful men of the Moche era in Peru. Senior Research Associate Heidi King.
Ear ornaments were very important part of the regalia of important Moche men. This particular pair of ear frontals is very appealing because of the colorful mosaic inlay on the frontals, made of turquoise, sodalite, and spondylus shell. The figures that are shown on the frontals depict, again, human beings shown in a very dynamic running position with holding little bags in their outstretched hands. And their faces are also covered with masks, bird masks in this case. And they are wearing wings on their backs, perhaps a reference to the speed with which they move through the countryside. Noticeable is also the gold sheathing that we see on the eyes and the beaks of the bird masks covering the faces of the runners. It has been suggested that these figures may be mythological runners carrying messages between the world of the living and the spirit world.
Despite their size, these ear flares weigh less than one might suppose. The beads around the rim are hollow, hammered out of sheet gold. So are the shafts at the back. Moche nobles wore ornaments of this size through distended holes in their earlobes.